This is the Edinburgh Reporter podcast, and today I'm with the council leader, Councillor Adam McVeigh. Adam, you read our story about Forever Young, which is a lunch club up at Carrickvale Community Centre, and their grant has been cut this year from £26,020 to £4,200, but I believe you've got something to say about it.
Absolutely. I mean, the organisation does fantastic work in their community. I know from speaking to local councillors, Cathy Phillip and Dennis Dixon, just how valuable the work is that they do. We put a counter-proposal to the last Corp Policy and Strategy Committee, which would have probably given that organisation closer to £18,000, which would have helped them deliver that work in their community. Unfortunately, every other party, Greens, Tories and Lib Dems, all voted for the way forward that has ended up with that organisation getting such a small amount.
And the way forward is that the application of the grants has been referred on to the Edinburgh Integration Joint Board rather than being dealt with by, you'll have to tell me.
Absolutely. Our proposal was to let the communities decide. The new neighbourhood networks that we've created with a whole host of stakeholders from the community, for the community, would have decided how much support to give that organisation, and that local body would have had £18,000 to make that decision under our proposals. That has been absolutely obliterated by the opposition uniting for a way forward that, frankly, I don't think takes our strategic outcomes any further forward in these areas across the city and in this community in particular, or actually gives those organisations the support that they need and deserve.
And of course, it's not just Forever Young then, it's a whole lot of different organisations which are doing good things across the city.
Absolutely, it's a huge host of organisations. Some have quite rightly moved on, adjusted their organisations following funding reductions and stopped offering individual services, and they've made those adjustments. Others are struggling a bit more, and our proposals would have allowed us to direct funding where it could most make the biggest impact to our communities.
Any answers for them?
Well, I mean, we're obviously very disappointed that we lost that vote. We're obviously very disappointed that when we took it to the IJB, that the IJB decided to go down the roads, they decided to go down also. We don't have an ability to spend any more money than we put in our budget. We allocated an additional £200,000 to support organisations like this. Our way would have left organisations in this community and across the city with more support, not less, because of the way we would have allowed communities to decide that, and I think that would have been the best way forward. I think it's a huge missed opportunity, and I don't know why the Conservatives, Lib Dems and Greens decided that that would be the best thing for our communities.
You can read the full length version of this story and of course all our other stories online at www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.